How much sugar is there in a can of Coca-Cola?
How many teaspoons? I would guess there's quite a few. Anywhere from 5-7 teaspoons.
I have no idea whatsoever.
God, I don't know. Teaspoons? Probably 5.
If you don't know how many teaspoons of sugar are in 12 ounces of Coca-Cola, you're not alone. According to Bonnie Liebman, director of nutrition at the Center for Science and the Public Interest here in Washington, a can of Coke contains more than 9 teaspoons of sugar, and Pepsi has 10.
It's like having a glass of artificially flavored water with 10 teaspoons of sugar in it. Would you ever dump 10 teaspoons of sugar into your glass?
Bonnie Liebman wants you to know that if you're an average American, you eat 125 pounds of sugar each year. And most of the sugar you're eating is hidden, listed under a dozen aliases on labels of everything from ketchup to health food bars.
How much sugar is in foods is quite a secret. Companies won't disclose that on the package. Only a very small number of firms, mainly breakfast cereal companies, will list the sugar content on the package. This is in spite of the fact that a recent Roper poll showed that about 63% of Americans are concerned about their sugar intake and would like that information on the package.
Food makers are required to list ingredients on packages in descending order according to their amounts, but they don't have to tell you how much sugar is in their product. That's where Bonnie Liebman and the Science Public Interest Group come in. They've just published a sugar scoreboard that will tell you just how sweet hundreds of popular foods are.
Why is it important to know how much sugar is or isn't in a product? What's the big deal about sugar?
Well, there are several problems with sugar. Number one, it causes tooth decay. People tend to brush that off. What's a big deal? Doesn't threaten your life. But the fact is we spend billions of dollars every year to repair rotten teeth in this country. And it is a very serious problem. Okay, so first, tooth decay. Secondly, sugar replaces more nutritious foods in the diet. Sugar is empty calories. It's a throwaway. So it's really just a filler that has no place in a nutritious diet.
The Surgeon General agrees and advises you to reduce your sugar consumption. So does the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services. But besides promoting tooth decay, is sugar bad for you?
In the context of current use and the level of knowledge that is available, sugar is safe.
Ken Defrin is a spokesman for the General Foods Corporation, one of the world's largest food processors and users of sugar. According to the American Dental Association, raisins cause more cavities than 10 other snack foods, including fudge bars and chocolate-coated cookies with caramel.
Basically, it's a nutritive ingredient. It provides energy in the form of calories, as well as assisting in the metabolism of fat. It does not cause obesity. Excess calories, whether in the form of protein or fat or simple or complex carbohydrates, are the things that cause obesity.
Moderation, balance, and variety are the key, says Defrin, when it comes to your diet. But when you don't know how much sugar you're getting, and when it goes under so many different names, that's difficult to do. Lactose, sucrose, fructose, maltose, corn sweeteners, Bonnie Liebman says they're just about the same.
We're talking about all refined sweeteners, even honey. So there's no benefit to eating any form of refined sweetener over another.
The sugar scoreboard is full of interesting facts. A jar of Heinz baby food custard pudding has more sugar, nearly 4 teaspoons, than a blueberry Pop-Tart, which has a little more than 3. And did you know that more than half the calories in Relish, canned peaches in light syrup, and Honey Smacks cereal come from sugar?
I think the biggest surprise was a Dannon low-fat fruit yogurt, which has 7.8 teaspoons per cup. About half the calories in that Dannon fruit yogurt, which we think of as a good food, is just sugar. That's quite a bit. The flavored yogurts, like the coffee and the vanilla flavor, they have 4 teaspoons per cup. That's still quite a lot.
What I found most surprising was the amount of natural sugar in fruits. Did you know a banana has more sugar than a Twinkie?
I've got a banana here in my hand, right? How many teaspoons of sugar do you think are in this banana?
I haven't the faintest idea. I'd say the equivalent of maybe half a teaspoon.
Maybe a teaspoon.
I would say half a dozen, 6.
None.
None?
I don't think they add sugar to bananas.
Twinkies contained 4.8 teaspoons of sugar. A banana has 5. Of course, bananas also have vitamins, minerals, and fiber. For National Public Radio, this is Bruce Gellerman in Washington.